This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Cernan is riding shotgun with me because he's here in town interviewing me for a documentary he's making with a great crew. The movie's Hoaxed. Can't wait to see that. And he's going to be hosting, whenever he can do it, 5 days a week, at least an hour of War Room that comes on every day at 3 o'clock Central. And this transmission ends for 3 hours with Owen Schroyer here in the HD studio, kind of traffic copping everything, Roger Stone, and so many others. Millie Weaver, you name it. David Knight, of course, is on in the mornings, 8 a.m. Central with Real News. Let's get into Hurricane Irma. If Harvey blew up in their face and showed the real unity of America, how are they going to try to spin this against Trump when, if it really does hit Florida as a Category 3, 4, or 5, or 6, you know, a new category, I mean, this is just crazy times.
Yeah, there was actually one of these islands, the prime minister of the islands, so you can't even inhabit the island anymore. Forget which one of the...
Sounds like Barbados. It's got another name.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll pull it up.
Yeah. So that's how bad it is now. It's completely destroying everything. And Trump will...
Barbuda.
Barbuda, there you go, yeah.
Totally demolished. Uninhabitable, says the governor.
Yeah, exactly. You can't even go there anymore. They actually lost communications for hours where nobody could even send a text message or a cell or anything. That is how close we are to a global worldwide calamity. But the people are rising up. I mean, Trump, I mean, you want to talk about the debt ceiling deal, which a lot of people in the traditional right-wing media are criticizing him for. But he showed the Republicans that... Hey, you guys for 9 months have done nothing for me.
They're not going to have the only veto.
Exactly.
They're not going to use their veto power to logjam him and then control his agenda.
Exactly. So he said, I'll deal with the Democrats now. If you don't want to deal with me, the Republic. So all the conservative media people are freaking out, but they don't see that he is now pit.
By the way, can you guys pull it up, the video through the White House window of him and Junkie Schumer? Schumer looks like he is in cloud nine because Trump's totally defeated him. And the fact now that he's bringing him in, they're like on their knees wanting power again.
Exactly, which is a beautiful play. It's Team A versus Team B. That's always, I always tell people they ought to just read Trump's books before opining on him. And Trump's management style is he loves people, Team A, Team B. Right now, he has now created the Democrats versus Republicans. So Paul Ryan thought they were just going to have some stooge, and then they backbid him and backstabbed him and betrayed him and everything. So Trump goes, fine, I'm not going to wait for you guys to cut a terrible deal with the Democrats. I'll go cut a better deal with the Democrats.
Plus, because he had to get the aid going. They want to lower our rating at Moody's and Standard & Poor's to finally crush the economy. So his first mission is to keep the economy going.
Yeah, and Schumer's happy, and this sends a message to the Republicans that, because Mitch McConnell, he blew Trump off, actually. Trump had tried to have...
Oh, Mitch McConnell is on such a power trip.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of that piece of garbage that gave us Obamacare, wanted total amnesty, and then Trump delivers on shutting down DACA, just a total fraud, and they're backbiting him on that. They are just scum.
Yeah, he literally wouldn't have a meeting with them. Snubbed him. This is 100% true. The media tried to spin it, but McConnell, actually, a couple weeks ago, wouldn't even meet with Trump.
And here's the deal. Everything is the midterm. So we're going to come back with the author of IBM and the Holocaust, won major awards to break this down. But this is going to tie into all the subjects we're currently facing. And he's got his newest book, The Nexus, Nazi Nexus, America's Corporate Connections, Hitler's Holocaust. And the reason I cover this is the big globalist corporations pushing modern leftist agendas and consolidation in the EU and all of this stuff, this came out of IBM. The Nazis got most of their ideas from Thomas Watson and Margaret Sanger. And this guy wrote an award-winning book, New York Times, number one bestseller, Edwin Black.
Well, that's what they do. That's why when we talk about how the corporations now are trying to track us, control us, manipulate us.
The AI.
Yeah, they're like, oh, this is crazy. Like, no, this is literally historical. This is what they always do. And, of course, the Bush family, Prescott Bush and the other Bush family.
They were the head of the banking.
Yeah, they traded with the Hitler.
Brown brother Harriman.
And they tried to have a takeover, too. Yeah.
And that was the McCormick-Dickstein Committee exposed that. Smedley Butler, they tried to hire for the coup.
Yeah.
Two-time Congressional Medal Honor winner, defeated it. Then they thought it would be too embarrassing to arrest all these people. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Mike Cernovich is in studio with us. We're not going to get political in this interview. Our guest is an award-winning number one New York Times bestseller. He's been on many years ago, probably been 10 years since Edwin Black's been on with us, edwinblack.com. He wrote IBM and the Holocaust that won so many awards it makes my head spin, on how the barcodes or the numbers you see on Jews and others in death camps were put into the Hollerith code machine that he has on the cover to decide how long to work you or what to do to you. He's got a new book out, Nazi Nexus, America's Corporate Connections to Hitler's Holocaust, Edwin Black, and it ties into the Bushes, you know, all of them. So he joins us to the bottom of the hour. Then I will get into the hurricane and other breaking news here. Pray for Florida. You know, get ready for that because there's just so much going on. And of course, our guest before we went on, we don't ever pre-interview people. He just said, listen, I don't want to get political. I want to just talk about real Nazis because we're hearing all about Nazis constantly in the media. let's talk about real Nazis. Well, absolutely. I mean, we've got folks here that the media calls right-wing extremists, and then they lump us in with white supremacists we have no connection to. So we hear a lot of Nazi this, Nazi that, but meanwhile, a lot of the technology, a lot of the culture, a lot of the systems, the whole rat line, 30-plus thousand Nazis brought here to America that were here after World War II to be put in charge of intelligence operations, NASA, you name it. I mean, my grandfather worked for a big oil company. He was in the Army Air Corps. He worked for a big oil company and moved into mid-level management. And the only places to eat in some of the areas in West Texas and in New Mexico then were military bases. So you'd go there to get a hamburger or a steak or something when he worked for oil companies, and there'd be a bunch of Germans in there, and they were pretty arrogant. And I'm not bashing German people. I'm part German. But they'd shoot their mouth off, and there'd be some fist fights. He never really told me about the details, but my grandmother later did, when they'd run their mouth at even people at military bases. And so there were so many of these Nazis brought in. They're so arrogant, but you never hear about them. You never hear about Nazi collaborators that are still alive and well operating politically. But we're not going to get into that. We're just going to get into IBM and the Holocaust and real Nazis. We'll probably be listed by the ADL as Nazis for this, but we're going to cover it here. So I really want to thank Edwin Black for coming on with myself and Mike Cernovich. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. So at least we know that I'm not going to be called a Nazi by anyone. Let me first open up my remarks by saying that all of us should pray for the people in Texas, Louisiana, Florida, and Georgia. My family's there. My wife's family is there. And we're all watching the winds and watching the clock. So let me explain why people who study the Holocaust like I do and who are committed to human rights do not like the arbitrary and false use of the word Nazi. Let me explain what a Nazi is. A Nazi, which is, the National Socialist Workers' Party, a Nazi is a person who tried to organize the identification of the Jews and other enemies, the expulsion from society, the confiscation of their assets, their ghettoization, their deportation, and even their extermination. So before you are a Nazi, you've got to be committed to the types of things that German Nazis did and their affiliates across Europe, which would be concentration camps, extermination camps, labor camps, confiscation, things of that nature. So people like me want a proper reference to Nazis. And, of course, there are allies, because the Nazis had many allies throughout Europe. They had allies in the Arab world through the Mufti of Jerusalem. But amongst their key allies were American businesses. Now, there were five major American corporations that made all the difference between the success and the level of success of the Hitler regime. Now, there were hundreds of companies that were trading with the enemy. But even when Standard Oil sold petroleum to Nazi Germany, Germany still had access to the oil fields of Romania. Even when there were stores in London selling uniforms to the Hitler regime, of course the Nazis knew about needle and thread. But what the five companies that were indispensable to the outcome, to the level of destruction, to the reach of the Nazis did, was bestow upon the Hitler regime something they never had before. Now, the first one of these was the Ford Motor Company. Now, when I say the Ford Motor Company, I don't just mean Henry Ford. I actually mean the Ford Motor Company, which distributed most anti-Semitic screed in the history of the United States, the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, the Dearborn Independence, and they did this actually from their dealerships. And Henry Ford idolized Hitler, and Hitler idolized Henry Ford. He had a picture of him on the on his piano, and it was Henry Ford who had this fictitious idea that Jews control all the money and the media and the militaries, who made Hitler believe that it wasn't just enough to be anti-Semitic, which, of course, Germany was anti-Semitic, and Hitler was a key anti-Semite. Now, when he went into other territory, he had to root out the Jews, not just conquer the territory, but root out the Jews for the so-called international Jewish conspiracy.
And your book walks through his own letters, his admissions, where he was almost like a super Fuhrer, a Hitler's brain. I say Karl Rove was Bush's brain. You're saying to a great extent, Henry Ford was Hitler's brain.
I wouldn't go that far, because remember, the guy we blame for the Holocaust, the guy we blame for World War II, was Adolf Hitler. But Hitler had help, and he had ideas, and it was more than ideas. He had material support. So he gets this idea of the international Jewish conspiracy, which just fortifies his anti-Semitism. The second corporation that had a vast impact on the Hitler regime was the Carnegie Institution. It was the Carnegie Institution. I think you and I had a conversation about this 10 or 15 years
yes.
ago when I brought out my book, War Against the Weak, which was on eugenics. While Germany believed in racial superiority for generations before the 20th century, it was the Carnegie Institution that invented the medical and scientific racism that allowed the Hitler regime to medicalize his racial superiority and seek the master race.
So that was the Carnegie was critical in the weaponization of medicine, and I noticed simultaneously the Rockefellers were involved heavily at the same time here, but that's a whole other subject in what we see as some of our modern medicine as well.
Rockefeller was financing the program that sent Mengele into Auschwitz, and we're going to get ahead to IBM.
Oh, in our modern medicine. Sorry, go ahead.
It was General Motors that took the Nazis off of horseback and put them into motorization.
That's right, because when they first invaded Czechoslovakia and Poland, they were still mainly on horses, but suddenly they had all these big Ford trucks.
No, it wasn't Ford. It was General Motors.
I know General Motors had factories as well, right? In Germany, right?
And these were Opel trucks, because General Motors secretly operated Opel through a facade where Opel had a fake board of directors, a fake management, and it all reported to Sloan and Kettering in the United States. And, of course, they ultimately burned their papers and invented all the Sloan Kettering charities and foundations.
It's just crazy, and you walk all through this. Now, IBM, when do they come in? Because that's the technocracy, that's the coding, that's the science end of the extermination.
IBM comes in the first minutes of the Third Reich in 1933. IBM said, we are the solutions company, and we will give you any solution that you want, including the final solution. So we are talking about Watson, and of course Watson is was the president of IBM, and he is the one they've named this little artificial intelligence system after, and this game show computer.
That's what I was about to say. For you, a best-selling New York Times seller, historian, researcher that has all the documents, just one of the biggest brains out there, what is it like to see the computer that decides what our veterans get healthcare-wise, that runs the bioethics boards that were developed, these systems in Germany, to see something called Thomas Watson, to see computers named after this guy orchestrating and running these high-powered supercomputers today?
Well, let me say that Thomas Watson was a convicted criminal, an extortionist, before he ever got to IBM. And once he joined IBM, he became a war criminal, a conscious war criminal. So here's what happened. IBM, directly from New York and through its overseas subsidiary, did six things for the Third Reich that made all the difference between the level of death and destruction that would be heaped upon the Jews, Europeans, and, of course, the American military that fought to overcome.
Sure, and I interrupted you. Edwin Black, best-selling author, historian, researcher of IBM and the Holocaust, Nazi Nexus, you name it, a whole bunch of other books on eugenics from the historical record. We're covering this, you know, just to give people an idea of what real Nazis are, not, you know, CNN saying that if you want lower taxes, you're a rapist or you're a Nazi. This is what real Nazis do, and the real Nazis in this country got away with it, and I'm going to ask him you know, his view on why that happened, but I interrupted. So number one, you were saying is Ford, then Carnegie, then General Motors, what, then IBM?
Well, Rockefeller. So it's Ford, Carnegie, Rockefeller, General Motors, and then you say, where did Hitler get the names? So that is IBM. So first, the identification of the Jews. Prior to IBM, there was no way to tell how many Jews actually lived in Germany, and the Nazis did not define a Jew by a person who went to a synagogue. They believed in the Carnegie Institution definition of a Jew, that is a racial Jew, a eugenic Jew, and they took that back generations. And so this was all ancestral tracing. And so what IBM did was they invented the racial census. They, in one column, they would put your name. They went door to door. They hired hundreds of thousands.
Didn't they test it first on Jamaicans?
That's right. The Jamaica Race Crossing Project in the 1920s was the first pilot program, and IBM was working on a...
So walk through how they did it.
Well, they would go door to door. They hired all the census takers. They brought all the census documents into one warehouse in Berlin on Alexanderplatz. And in one column, they would put your religion. Are you a Jew? Are you a Catholic? Are you a Muslim? Are you a Protestant? In a second one, a second column, they would put your nationality. You're German, you're Ukrainian, you're French, you're Polish. Then in a third column, they would put your mother tongue. Do you speak Polish? Do you speak German?
This sounds like a college entrance exam now. Why are we, this is scary.
All right, let me continue. And then in the fourth one, they would put your profession. You're a teacher. You're a banker. You're a journalist. And then in another column, your city. And at the rate of 24,000 cards per hour, like that, they suddenly know where all the Jews of Polish extraction who are engaged in the fur in the fur business in Berlin live.
And there's big money in that. There's not just killing a group you want to blame and go after. You get to rob them. And the Nazis were obsessed with gold, with furs, well, with the paintings. Step. They wanted everything.
That was the second step. So once they identified the Jews, and it wasn't just one census. It was continual censuses, and it was registrations, ongoing to perfect this process. They even went to the Mormon genealogy archives. They went to the baptismal books of churches, going back one and two and three generations to code all this stuff in. Once they had the Jews identified, well, the next step was exclusion. They would cross-tabulate all the names of the Jews against the Bar Association, the Medical Association, the faculty rolls, the health insurance. All those people would be excluded.
And so the first real computers, your book breaks this down, that really did work, the Hall Earth machine, IBM, was being used to literally drill down and track who you're connected to, where you came from, where you work, how important you are, so they could decide in waves who to go after and how to take control of the economy.
Right, because what Hitler needed when he came to power to destroy the Jews was a computer, but no computer existed. What existed was the IBM punch card, which many of your listeners will know what that is. It stored information in the holes and rows that were read, and out came something new called information. So we have to understand that the information age that you talk about and that everyone talks about was not born in Silicon Valley. The information age was born in Berlin in 1933. And what is the information age? The information age is the individualization of statistics. So, in other words, first they could count, and that would just yield a number. But once they had the IBM punch card, they could count not how many people were in a room, but how many were men and how many were women.
And Sir Francis Galton in the 1850s, a eugenicist, a race, he first envisioned that they needed machines to be able to tabulate and figure all this out. So it goes back even before people like Hitler or people like Thomas Watson. Is that accurate?
Yes, but it was Watson and IBM who figured out a way to take the eugenic crusade and apply
it. Exactly. So Galton and others envisioned it, but IBM was able to actually deliver it, and then Hitler executed it.
That's right. That's why the American eugenics program failed ultimately, because they couldn't afford to systematize all these index cards. But Hitler spent the money and was able to systemize the entire destruction.
Edwin Black, the best-selling author of a whole, I mean, I've read IBM and the Holocaust in his eugenics book. It was 10 years ago. I forget the name. You mentioned it earlier, The War Against the Weak, I think you said it was.
Yeah.
I remember reading that book, and the Nazi Nexus, I want to read that. I can tell. It's great having you on Skype. I hope you'll come on for 2 hours with us soon and really lay out the history. But I've got, right here with me another investigative journalist, and we were just yesterday talking about what if Hitler had the power of IBM and Deep Blue and their Watson computer named after the guy that quarterbacked all this. I mean, you can't make this up.
Let me lay this out so you understand the threat that could resurrect today. So, it's the identification of Jews, the expulsion from society, and once they get their names and they've pauperized them, now they control all the banking systems. They just run those names against the bank accounts, and they can automatically identify all the property, all the savings accounts, the assets that need to be seized. So the third step was confiscation. The fourth step was ghettoization. One day, everybody who has been targeted moves across town, into a slum, eight families into a slum.
And you've been incrementally submitting each time, but still surviving. So finally, then the next thing is go to a death camp and be killed.
The fourth step is ghettoization. The fifth step is deportation. All the trains in Europe were running on IBM punch cards. And then finally, even extermination. Jews were only tattooed in Auschwitz, but the Auschwitz tattoo began as an IBM number.
By the way, let's add, because you're the main historian, but from my own research, they also got shaken down and extorted. You didn't get deported unless you could pay to get deported.
No, that's not the case.
Okay.
It was the people who avoided deportation for a day, a week, a year, a month, whatever it was, who were shaken down. But more than just be shaken down, with the IBM technology, these people could be robbed. They could be robbed juridically. They could be robbed with decrees. They could be robbed with...
Sure. So this gave the science of tyranny bigger teeth.
Yeah, so it's automated teeth, not bigger teeth. And so what Hitler had that other murderers didn't have was information technology. In fact, the difference between the Blitz and other Kriegs or other wars was the information.
Okay, so let me ask you this. I know you don't want to get into politics. You want to just be scientific about your research. That's, I know, the top out there, highly respected, all off the source documents. Sitting here as a libertarian or conservative, they have new databases. They put us in them. I'm kicked off Amazon. I'm kicked off AdRoll. I'm kicked off Google. They put me in a database as an extremist. None of what they say is true. Cernovich is happening to him. And it's happening to millions of people now in this political situation. Conservative filmmakers like Dinesh D'Souza are being locked up. Soros is in documents saying overthrow Israel, arrest everybody that disagrees with him, control all information. I mean, quite frankly, I look at what's already happening in the class action lawsuits filed by Christian groups that have been put in these databases alongside dirtbag Nazis, and I see a similar thing of ghettoization, like Matt Drudge said, against conservatives happening.
That's contemporary, and I'll leave that for another segment. But what I will tell you is this. If Hitler had the tools, the IBM tools of today, it would not have taken him 12 years to wage the Holocaust, and he probably would have won. And today we have what could be done in a matter of hours, could be done in a matter of seconds, and we really need to think if we are not controlling... there are not forces controlling corporate forces, who are controlling our information technology.
Well, I'll stay there. I know you've got to go and let me do five more minutes on the other side, because this is so powerful. As you've been talking about technocracy for days and weeks and months here, and it's really coming to a head. Elon Musk warning. So we won't get political, but let's get scientific. Elon Musk saying the race for AI may trigger World War III. I mean, this is so important, because the roots of this stretch into everything today. I'm getting chills right now.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
IBM and the Holocaust. And now Watson runs the eugenics computers.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, I've read a lot of history books about World War II because it's so pivotal and important to our whole world. But I read this book like when it first came out, like 20 years ago or whatever it was. It was amazing. I've since scanned over it again. This is an expanded edition that's out now. There's the new book, Nazi Nexus, Edwin Black. I want to get some closing comments for 5 minutes from you, and you know, just other comments on where our world is currently today and how these type of technologies obviously are being used to control us. But Mike Cernovich, just watching you sit here with your mouth hanging open, listening to this historian lay out these facts, it's just crazy that the average person doesn't know this.
Yeah, most people don't know about how the technology was used. And I guess something I would like to hear you talk about, please, Mr. Black, is you said that earlier And this is a very compelling statement. I believe it's true, but I would love to hear you elaborate. He said that if Hitler had had the technology available today, he probably would have won World War II, and he would have had the Holocaust done so much more effectively and differently. So would you elaborate on that, please?
Well, it was IBM that sent an IBM manager that sent the memo that saying it was our company that sent this directly to Watson that put the Blitz in the Blitzkrieg. It's important to understand that this wasn't five guys in a basement in New York operating this as a rogue operation. The entire IBM Nazi alliance, which began in the first days of the Hitler regime in 1935 and went all the way in 1933, went all the way to the last minutes of the fall of Berlin in 1945, was micromanaged directly by Thomas Watson because he was getting a commission on every aspect of and every dollar of the Nazi relationship. And so, what is now taking big facilities and 2,000 machines and bunkers. You see a picture in the book of a bunker, Dachau. Remember, there was an IBM customer site in every concentration camp. The name of that customer site was the Hollerith Abteilung, which Hollerith was the trade name of IBM. It was located and attached to the Arbeit Einsatz, which was the labor assignment bureau, and in cases like Dachau, it was across from the main gate. In Mauthausen, it was across from the parade plaza. So there were different locations, but all of that would be unnecessary today because the information would come to a tablet, it would come to a phone, and on top of that, people would be marked not with a tattoo, which I remind you, only in Auschwitz and a little bit in Mauthausen later were they marked with a tattoo. Today, they would receive an RFID chip, and there would be drones capable of, which are available today, which are capable of sniffing out these RFID signals, and they can actually draw their battery from the broadcast signals. So we are faced with today whether or not we are going to control our information so that it benefits society or allow our information to control us. I'd like to say that it's not that they're all in one big giant conspiracy. That's not the fact. They each have a business as usual conspiracy. They each have a business as usual conspiracy, and they are competing with each other. So Ford was competing with General Motors, and IBM was actually competing with Remington Rand and other companies. IBM actually went filed a lawsuit in the Third Reich against for patent infringement, claiming that they were the true Nazi company that was entitled to bear the Nazi indicia and the Nazi endorsement.
And so here's my next $64 trillion question. Why didn't IBM get in trouble after World War II? This is all admitted. They had McCormick-Dickstein Committee hearings. Hell, the Nazis even tried to overthrow the U.S., the collaborators. This is all admitted. Why? Why didn't they clean them out? Why'd they bring so many over? Why?
IBM... No one could wage war without IBM, not the Allies and not the Nazis.
So they didn't want to get rid of an asset in the new Cold War.
Look, IBM was doing the weather reports for the Normandy invasion and supplying them to the Allies, to Eisenhower, and supplying the same reports to the Nazis.
Wow.
So they could figure it out. And remember, even when Americans were occupying Berlin in Germany after the Third Reich fell in May of 1945. There was a group called the IBM Soldiers and the Machine Record Group unit, the MRU.
Sure, there were IBM guys over in Germany.
Yeah, but they were figuring out how many people would die from radiation poisoning when they dropped the bomb on Hiroshima a couple of months later.
Wow, so as soon as we took over the Nazis, we started using them immediately because they already had the technocracy, the best primitive AI ready to carry it out.
Well, you actually spoke about the Nazis coming over. This is, of course, a famous program called Operation Paperclip. And our space program was in large measure run by Wernher von Braun, who is the same rocket genius that the Nazis employed to develop the V-1, V-2, and other V rockets to do the blitz over London, to target lower Manhattan, and, of course, operated a murderous the death camp operation called Dora, where they were developed, these were caves where they were developing this technology. It's important to understand, and I think your listeners need to understand, when Watson and IBM organized the rape of Poland, Christians and Jews, it wasn't because he hated Poles. When he arranged for advanced units and materials to be in the Netherlands just before the Nazis invaded, it wasn't because he hated the Dutch. When their technology was being developed to bomb New York, it wasn't because he hated the people of Manhattan. It was never about the National Socialism. It was never about the anti-Semitism. It was always about the money, because Thomas Watson was a sociopath.
That was my last question. You're amazing, Edwin Black. It's so good to have you on Skype. Please come back in the next few weeks. Do like 2 hours with us. But that was my next question. Was Thomas Watson a Nazi? Was it ideology or was it pure greed?
No, he was not a Nazi. He was not a Nazi. He was a criminal sociopath. That means that, like, a tone-deaf person cannot tell between a high tone and a low tone, and a colorblind person cannot tell between a green and red. A sociopath cannot tell the difference between right and wrong. And Thomas Watson was a convicted extortionist for National Cash Register.
Sure, but then after he died, he put the money into a trust, and it seems like IBM has continued this global domination situation.
I don't understand why they're still in IBM. The other conspirators with the Third Reich were dismantled, taken over, were liquidated, were penalized. It's actually not even a new company. IBM Germany today is the same company with a different name than it was during the Hitler regime. During the Hitler regime, it was called Dehomag, Deutsche Hallerath Maschine Gesellschaft, the German punch card company, IBM punch card company. They just changed the name after World War II, during the occupation.
Well, it became IBM. We've only covered one of your books, and you've written how many?
I think 11 or 12.
Well, please tell my producer which one you want to cover next. I'd love to have you on once a month to cover all the books. I want to sell them all at InfoWarsStore.com because I want to read them all. Edwin Black, thank you so much for spending the time with us. Just riveting, very painful information, but important to know.
And thank you for having me. I'll be back.
You bet. Thank you. Wow. Yeah, because I've read a bunch of history books, I've studied, and this guy's dead on with his research. He's the best out there. That's why he's respected. But, you know, hearing this, and he's gone now. The parallels to us, libertarians, conservatives, classic Americans, being called Nazis, while meanwhile the globalists are carrying out the thugs in the street, the listing us, the intimidation, the going after us, the ghettoization.
Yeah, the parallels are ominous and they're obvious, and all these tech companies now are conspiring with the government to track people. They're conspiring now with hate groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center, which almost certainly funds websites like the Daily Stormer and other organizations to make everybody look bad.
We need the documents on the $64 million in the secret bank account. In fact, pull up, folks, the Weekly Standard. They've now, first it was $10 million they found, now it's $64 million. I wonder if next week it'll be a billion. They're just now going through federal records and most of them obscured, 60-plus mil in secret bank accounts. It looks like they're illegal.
Wow. I didn't even know that they found even more money.
64 mil.
Wow. Well, that just shows.
It's Weekly Standard. It's in my stack, guys.
So that just shows, what are they doing with that money? Why are they hiding it? What are they up to? Who are they funding? I think that they fund all of these alt-right organizations and alt-right groups, because then they can say, look, you got to give us money. Look at these people, you know, carrying, you know, KKK rallies and committing these crimes.
And then all of them are former Obama people.
Exactly. They found another guy in Knoxville, actually.
How dumb do they think we are?
Right. They just found another guy, too. He was in Knoxville. He was another Occupy guy who actually used to go to anti-racism rallies. So these are people who would attend anti-racism rallies, and now they're trying to lead this racist movement. Well, that's why the Southern Poverty Law Center offshores all this money, so that they can fund these types of operations. And then they can say, oh, my God, look at how bad these people are. And then they get more donations, bigger donations. But you can see now the partnership that YouTube has with them. When I was hearing him talk, all I could think about was like, wow, this is how they're targeting Paul Joseph Watson. This is how they're targeting everybody, demonetizing videos. They are using Nazi technology to target dissident thinkers, creative thinkers, people who are visionaries and enlightened. And that's how they're demonetizing all these videos on YouTube, cutting off people's livelihoods, destroying lives.
And I apologize. My brain just said 64 million. I was looking for the article. I couldn't find it in my stack. I guess the crew couldn't find it, so I just found it in my phone. So I sent it to them earlier this morning. The crew's awesome. We're just total information overload here. Southern Poverty Law Center has $69 million parked overseas, and top analysts are saying they've never seen a nonprofit do something like this. This appears to be illegal. It's gone from $10 million 2 days ago on Tuesday to $69 million, and they believe there could be hundreds of millions more. They're now just having to go bank by bank in the records because it's all obscured. But in the countries, they have some records. So as they check new countries, they're finding more and more every day. Good God, is this another Clinton Foundation?
I want to know if there's human trafficking.
Oh, you found it.
Yeah, they have it printed out. So this is like what you would do if you're a human trafficker or something. This isn't what you would do if you were. This isn't what you'd be doing if you're a law-abiding person. This is what you would be doing if you're doing trafficking or other kind of illegal offenses. It's absolutely $69 million. I mean, you think about it. And then meanwhile, they support websites like Salon that advocates pedophilia. And then you start to wonder what is actually really going on with the Southern Poverty Law Center.
They don't just advocate it. They have drooling slobs with video of a little five-year-old girl dancing, talking about how much she wants to. I mean, you can't make this up.
No, but the $69 million, I mean, anybody. This is why the fake news media won't cover it. This should be on CNN. This should be the biggest story in the world.
Listen, I used to hear when I first got politically involved 25 years ago that it was all run by devil worship pedophiles. And I wasn't an atheist. I'd been brought up a Christian, and I had a spiritual experience and believed in God, but I wasn't sure whether I was crazy or not. Maybe God wasn't real. Well, let me tell you, I've been in the middle of this. It's real. The devil's real. Demon possession's real. It's all real. You said you used to be an atheist. You've changed now.
Well, once you see the evil, like that Deborah Wasserman Schultz video, when you look at that, there's no other understanding.
Or when they come up to you on the street.
Yeah, is other than evil. It's a satanic, demonic possession. It isn't normal human behavior. There's a certain look that they all have.
So what was the process of you being a scientific guy, lawyer, you know, successful author, studying? I mean, how did you go from that to like now, oh, yeah, there's a total fight between good and evil, as we were talking last night privately?
Well, you know, you grow up, you learn about good and evil, and then when you become indoctrinated into culture, you no longer recognize good and evil because they want.
That's the first thing the devil does, to tell you it doesn't exist.
Right. They want people morally stunted and to not think that there is actual good or evil. Then you can't recognize it. But what Trump has done is he has shown people, he's forced out essentially. It's like a mass exorcism is what we're going through now. It's like holding.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly, right? So that just occurred to me actually while we're talking. Glad you asked. It's like a mass exorcism. So before, you might see a pocket of evil, an occasional like pedophile, an occasional really creepy guy. But with Trump coming up, preaching about the American way and trying to restore goodness and virtue, it is now a mass exorcism of
people. But he said, God, we want you back. Help us. We need you. We want the covenant. Come back in. That began the exorcism. He was invoking Jesus Christ.
Right.
It was pulling out the cross, you know, in the exorcism.
Yeah, and now you look everywhere you go. So it isn't that there's a discrete person that you can write off and say, oh, that person's just a little bit off, or that's a small portion.
Everybody, no, they're radiating the same thing.
Yeah, and they all have the same vibe, the same aura, the same kind of demonic force. Even the people.
So when did it finally click for you? An atheist, that there was something going on.
It started to click with me when we started investigating the spirit cooking thing with the WikiLeaks. Because I remember when people, I discreetly remember this, I was leaving a flight and people were going, oh yeah, there's these spirit cooking parties. And I like laughed because I would make fun of all that stuff. I'm like, come on, guys. You know, it's good to joke.
Because you're not into that.
So I thought it was just a joke. So I'm actually getting off an airplane. And my Twitter followers are like, dude, you got the spirit cooking emails. I'm like, come on, guys. This is a joke. You know, ha ha ha. They're like, no. So then I read the actual emails from the Podesta family talking about the spirit cooking. And then I went and actually got the recipe book off of Amazon. I should see if I can still find
blood,
it.
Blood semen.
Yeah, you can read the recipe book. And then the media goes, well, the spirit cooking story is fake. And I go, dude, I bought the book. The book was on Amazon. And then
she wrote in books that she's doing real rituals.
Yeah, and that they
believe she's a vampire. She's like an old woman, but looks like she's 40.
Right. So then I go, this is really weird. And then when I did more research, I found that Tony Podesta, this is in the Washington Post. This is before any of this.
2007 has pictures of naked kids on the walls.
And he has a basement where they go look at, quote, art. Look this up maybe if your people can find it. Subterranean art exhibit, Tony Podesta.
So, but I don't want to show it all.
It's underground. So why would you have a basement where you would display art? There's no explanation.
But all over the house, he said, the headline was like radical art. He's like, yeah, I'm radical. I got naked neighborhood kids. I paddle their butts and take pictures. They're like little 8-year-olds naked on the walls. And this is the Washington Post.
Yeah, and the Guardian, the subterranean. And that's where I thought, anybody who's watching movies in a basement.
But see, that's when you get into Satanism, it's lesser magic. You know the power they get? Like when psychos send letters to the cops saying, you can't catch me? To put it in the news, saying, I got pictures of naked kids on the walls, and I got a basement where we screen special movies in the major paper. That's power.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CADIArmor.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we're going to do 5 minutes the next hour and show some photos for TV viewers and describe them for radio listeners of Matt, one of our producers. His mom came down from Dallas to visit with an InfoWar sticker on the back of the car. And what happened? And then what happened with his roommate's girlfriend from San Francisco? These people literally believe you're a demon if you're associated with Trump or InfoWars. That shows the brainwashing. What? Tax cuts? What? Obama signs an executive order outside of law legalizing 40-year-old men calling them children with DACA? Trump says reform it, only have it be real kids that were already here when they were little? And they say, screw you, Nazi. While they put in total surveillance grids, start penalizing conservatives and banning us from the marketplace, we're going to learn from history. Hitler was a beta test of this technocracy. Now we're aware of it, and we're going to fight it this time. Now, briefly, we've got a bunch of sales that have got to end today. That's the Supermill Vitality, amazing concentrated herbs, cold-pressed, the X2, the good halogen, the cleanest iodine you're going to find out there in the palm oil, organic, infused in a gaseous form into it. It's amazing. That's 57% off. The Caveman is going to continue to sell in the next week at 50% off. And it's selling better than ever, but I want people on the fence because we don't have supercomputers. I just have basic brain metric to know certain folks want the best deals ever to try something. And if I can get you to try it and like it, then you'll buy it when it's regular price. And we can fund this operation and bring the globalists down. But when you buy the products, you are helping the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear. So 57% off Supermail. 57% off on X2, Selenium, you name it. That's going to end today. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. At the same time, also, we've got high-quality storable food, 50% off with promo code IRMA. We're not going to raise prices like Amazon's done, more than 100%. That's in the news. We're going to cut it 50% basically at cost. Also, we have a lot of other water filters, 30% off, InfoWarsStore.com. But getting into IRMA before we go to break and come back with other breaking news with Mike Cernovich and, of course, the host of his own site, No More Fake News, John Rappaport. I want to cover the hurricane all day, but, I mean, it's barreling in. It's going 180 miles an hour. Most tracks show it going right up the middle of Florida and just wreaking devastation we've never seen. It's a Category 6. And I just look at this, and it's like we're living in a disaster movie or something. But really, this is human experience. Volcanoes, asteroids, earthquakes, typhoons, hurricanes. We're here, and it brought us together. So will this curse be a blessing? I think it's up to us. The left, you know, is in their drawing rooms, Mike Cernovich, trying to figure out how to spin this.
Yeah, we've lived in an unusually peaceful time. And I've always tell people, read about the World War One trench warfare battles. How people,
40 million dead.
Yeah, your faces would be shot off with machine guns rushing in, trench foot, rats would chew on you while you tried to fall asleep. This is only 100 years ago. We are a very, very primitive
species. Pampered babies.
Yeah, and we forget that even though life is soft now, we are a very primitive species, and we could go either way. We can go the way of the dark, or we can go the way of the light, and that is the choice that's being presented with us. So what we did not see in Harvey, people did not go the way of the dark. There wasn't the mass rape gangs that you very often have and that you would have in other parts of the world.
Chicago.
If this were to happen. So when Harvey hit, people went the right way. It was the light way, and it showed unity in the country. That's what we need to see in Florida, more unity.
But the Florida's got some good folks, but is it as moral as Texas to come together?
I think they will, because a lot of the people in Florida have fled the oppressive regime of Castro. So there's a very strong sense of pride there. And they know the world is going to be watching, and they will not want to disgrace their family names by letting the kind of things we saw with Katrina happen in Florida.
Powerfully said. We're going to be back with the fourth hour. Please spread the word. You're the power of InfoWar. Not AI, not George Soros, but just spread InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.